eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazons of the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of today's game, including highlights from the biggest moments. We'll take a trip down to the manager's office to hear from Mike Schilt. Plus, we'll bring you scores from around Major League Baseball. The Padres postgame show starts now on the Padres Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Padres postgame show here on 97.3 The Fan. I am Matt Scraby, filling in for the great Sammy Leavitt tonight. And let me say, I think Sammy Leavitt took a good night to enjoy the night out on the town, because the Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3 tonight. And, you know, it was one of those games that we thought was going to be a pitching duel heading in, and it ended up not being that. Aaron Nola pitched very well. So what happened tonight with the Padres is something that we've seen a couple times this year, more than a couple times this year. We came, as I said, into the game looking for a pitcher's duel. Joe Musgrove, he struggled tonight, and he gave up 4 home runs. So this season so far has not been kind to Joe Musgrove. And tonight was what we don't want to see from the starting pitching from the Padres, because if you go down early, they're going to have to continually fight back, and that takes a lot of effort. And the effort is something that they need to, you know, probably not have to come back from deficits multiple times a week. And that's what they have been doing. And they're coming off of the loss against the Rockies, where they gave up 5 runs, or they lost the game 10-9 in the 8th inning. And it was just something that was very difficult for the Padres to get over tonight. And the Phillies go on to win 9-3. Again, I'm Matt Scraby, filling in for Sammy Leavitt. We are in the loft right now. It is kind of crazy. I'm getting my bearings. But once I get my bearings, we will have a good Padres postgame show ahead. We have the game highlights. We'll also hear from Mike Schilt, which I'm interested to hear from him tonight for a few different reasons. Fernando Tatis Jr. came out of the game. Ha-Seon Kim came out of the game early, so I want to hear what he has to say about that. I'm assuming it's just to get them off their feet after having to play a lot of games in a row without any days off. So I believe that's why they took those guys out. But we'll see. We'll see what Mike Schilt has to say. We'll do the relief pitcher of the game, the out-of-town scoreboard, player of the game, play of the game, all of that ahead. But right now, we are talking about a Padres loss. They fall to 14-15 on the season. And again, Joe Musgrove struggling, giving up 4 home runs tonight, which is a new career high for Joe Musgrove. So We have a lot to talk about on the show. If you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. We're also on YouTube right now, so if you would like to join us through YouTube, you can watch that. Just go to YouTube and search 97.3 The Fan. You'll see us. I'll get my video going here in the break, and when we get back, we'll go through some of the game highlights, and we'll break down the game a little bit further. So, yeah, let's do that. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show. Back in a couple minutes here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here at Petco Park, Matt Scraby with your Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. Filling in for the great Sam Levitt tonight. Unfortunately, the Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3, and it was a tough night. It was a tough night for everyone. It was a tough night for Joe Musgrove. It was a tough night for the defense. It was a tough night for Graham Pauly until later in the game, and we'll get to that. We'll talk about Graham Pauly a little bit as well. If you have any sort of questions, comments, concerns, please call us at 833-288-0973, or you can go on the YouTube chat. I'll be looking at that a little bit later, so you can go search 97.3 The Fan on YouTube. You will see the live broadcast going right now, and I'll take some of your comments later on in the Padres postgame show. All right, I've stalled long enough. It is now time to go through what happened tonight.
What moments had the biggest impact on today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game recap on the Padres Radio Network.
Well, I was still walking into the stadium after making my way down from the studios after our show, and Joe Musgrove faced off against Aaron Nola, and Joe Musgrove, four pitches into the game, Kyle Schwarber, he got the scoring started.
And so far this season, hitting 194 with six home runs. Sends this one in the air to very deep right field. Tatis back at the wall. Fernando will watch, and it will go. A moonshot that just drops down onto the home run deck beyond the right field fence. A leadoff homer for Kyle Schwarber, and the Phillies take a 1-0 lead.
And game still not out of reach. Joe would get Trey Turner and Bryce Harper to ground out, but Alec Bohm doubled, JT Realmuto walked, and Brandon Marsh had two on and two outs.
A one pitch, and Marsh lines it into right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Fernando racing over to the line to try and cut it off. Gets to it right in front of the fence. Bohm comes in to score. They'll hold Realmuto as Fernando unleashes a throw to the plate. But it's an RBI double for Brandon Marsh, and the Phillies now lead it 2-0.
And Joe would get out of the inning after that deficit of 2-0. And the Padres would go down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first. That would be – Aaron Nola would be very tough tonight, and we will reveal how tough he was in a little bit. But Joe Musgrove, he did settle down in the top of the second inning and got through the inning after seeing just four Phillies batters. No runs. The Padres got some guys on in the bottom of the second. Graham Pauly hit a moonshot to the fence in right field. Honestly, from where I was sitting, I thought it was gone. It sounded like it was gone. It looked like it was gone. Everybody in the press box thought it was gone, but Graham Pauly and his home run was not gone. It was caught at the wall. So we will revisit Graham Pauly here short. Musgrove going back out for the top of the third, and Bryce Harper did this.
3-2. Harper unloads one to deep right field. Fernando turns around to watch, and well into the lower level down the line. A long home run. Sixth of the year for Bryce Harper, second of the night for the Phillies, and they now lead it 3-0.
Joe would recover and strike out Alec Bohm, but then JT Realmuto would double, and Brandon Marsh once again came to the plate with a Philly on second base.
Here's the pitch, and that's hit in the air to very deep right field. Fernando again just going to turn around and watch another home run. Two-run shot for Brandon Marsh here in the third inning, and the Phillies now have a 5-0 lead.
Things were getting bad, and the very next hitter, Nick Castellanos, it got worse.
They got a 5-0 lead as Castellanos sends this one high and deep to left center. Azokar racing into the gap. He will leap up. It's going to go. Home run off the top of the wall. And the Phillies go back-to-back here in the third inning. They have homered four times tonight, and it's 6-0.
Yeah, no more damage done in the inning, but the Phillies, as you heard Jesse just say, led 6-0 after a 4-run top of the third. Padres get a leadoff single from Jose Azokar in the bottom of the third. Two quick outs from Xander Bogaerts and Fernando Tatis Jr., but Jake Cronenworth had Azokar on second and two outs.
And Cronenworth waits on the breaking ball, loops it down the left field line. Marsh charging, dives, can't make the catch, rolls behind him. Azokar comes in to score. Cronenworth rounding second, gets about halfway to third, and then retreats. Padres on the board at 6-1.
All right, 6-1, Padres on the board. Top of the fourth, Trey Turner singled with one out, and Alec Bohm would eventually drive in Turner for a 7-1 Philadelphia lead after Jeremiah Estrada relieved Joe Musgrove after being called up earlier in the day. Joe Musgrove went just 3 2/3 innings on the night, gave up 8 hits, 7 earned runs. He struck out 4, he walked 2, and he gave up those 4 home runs. That was the end for the Padres tonight, and again, the 4 home runs would be a career high for Joe Musgrove giving up on the night. His ERA now on the year 6.94, so Joe Musgrove struggled tonight. He's struggled to start the season. His last start against the Cubs, you know, he went 7 innings, only giving up 2 runs, but we'll talk about Joe Musgrove in a little bit. Estrada would settle things down, and not much happened. Aaron Nola struck out the side in the bottom of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and Manny came up with 2 outs, single to right. Then Profar singled, but Ha-Seong Kim would strike out to end the threat. Tom Cosgrove replaced Jeremiah Estrada to start the seventh. Alec Bohm would reach. Then JT Realmuto would hit his 4th homer of the year to make the score 9-3. And things were getting a little crazy. Luis Campusano singled to start the bottom of the 7th. And I told you about Graham Pauly hitting one to deep right earlier in the game. Well, this time he just got a little more on it.
Pitch from Nola, swung on, hit in the air to deep center field. Rojas going back. He is at the wall. This one going to go. 2-run homer for Graham Pauly. He's 2nd in the big leagues. Just missed back in the 2nd inning. Gets a hold of this one, and he takes Aaron Nola out. Now a 9-3 game.
105 off the bat from Graham Pauly. So, you know, he made it a little bit interesting there with 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th, but that would be the final score, 9-3. Aaron Nola would have a very, very nice game. He would end up going, I believe, 8 innings. And he struck out 10. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct information. But yes, Aaron Nola moves to 4-1 on the season. And he ended up throwing, because I was watching the pitch count the entire night, and it did seem like Aaron Nola was just completely locked in. He threw 106 pitches tonight, 74 of those for strikes. So he, like I just said, very locked in. On the other side, Joe Musgrove falls to 3-3 after going those 3 2/3. He threw, Musgrove threw 90 pitches, 57 for strikes, but the Phillies' power was on display tonight. And I don't know what it is about Kyle Schwarber and Petco Park, but Kyle Schwarber loves to hit home runs in Petco Park. The Phillies love to hit in Petco Park. And coming into the game, it was the kind of the storyline was that the Phillies offense hadn't really picked it up yet, even though they have all these superstars, have these guys that can put up some runs. And tonight they did. 9 runs for the Phillies on 13 hits, no errors. Padres, again, 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. 2 runs in the first for the Phillies, 4 runs in the third, 1 in the fourth, and 2 in the seventh. I guess one bright spot from tonight would be Jeremiah Estrada getting called up earlier today, going 2 1/3 inning. He only gave up a hit. He walked 1, and he struck out 2. So that was very good to see from Estrada. Hopefully he can provide the bullpen with some stability here in the next couple weeks. Estrada threw 34 pitches, 21 of those for strikes. Tom Cosgrove came in the game. He pitched an inning. He did give up 2 runs, and he struck out 2, but he gave up that home run, I believe, to JT Realmuto in 3 hits. Colet came in. He went 2 innings. He only gave up a hit, but by that point, the game was out of reach. And again, the Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3. Padres 14-15 on the season now. and the Phillies move to 17-10 on the season. 40,763 of you showed up tonight. So again, Padres fans showing up in full force. Now, I am back to the video. If you guys would like to comment, I will take some comments here on the YouTube stream. If you just search 97.3 The Fan, let's start with Marianne Esposito. What's happening to Joe? I knew this was going to be the question when I was walking over here from the press box. I had talked to a few people in the press box about it, and what's going on with Joe is that he's struggling right now. And I know I've seen it on there. And I don't even want to say the words because it's not, to me, even really a thought right now. But is he done? No, Joe Musgrove is not done. We saw him come off of a game against the Cubs, 7 innings, giving up 2 runs. Joe Musgrove has pitched well this year. He did not pitch well tonight. He does struggle at times. And so those are some of the things that we're seeing from him that we haven't seen for the past few years. And it's not concerning to me yet, because I would like to see some more starts from Joe Musgrove to see if he can iron this out, which I do think he will iron this out. And I think that, you know, if there's one thing we know about Joe Musgrove, and I totally 100% believe this, is Joe Musgrove is a worker. And, you know, I'm seeing comments right now on the seeing the comments right here on the YouTube chat, and it's, you know, not friendly to Joe Musgrove, which is fine. You can have your own opinion. That's all good and everything like that. But I'm not going to give up on Joe Musgrove yet, and I'm not going to say that he is done, because that's kind of crazy to say that he is done. Another comment from Joseph, I hope Musgrove is just pulling a Blake Snell, horrible start to the year, but end it with a Cy Young type of season. That's a good point, Joseph, because we did see this with Blake Snell, and he did turn it around. And I believe we even had Blake Snell pitching, you know, I'm just going to use the word mediocre, up until May. And so we're not even in May yet. Joe Musgrove still has time to turn it around. I, again, have faith in him to do that. Jacob says, no, Joe is in a slump. Calm down, people. I agree with you, Jacob. I do agree with you. Now, Frank, if you could, I think Mike Schilt is done with his post-game press conference, and I believe that is the next thing on the list. It is. I'm just checking it right now. So when we get back here on the Padres post-game show, again, I'm Matt Scraby. And if you would like to tweet me, you can, at Matt Scraby, M-A-T-T-S-K-R-A-B as in boy, Y. If you'd like to call into the show, 833-288-0973. But there's a few things I want to hear out of this Mike Schilt postgame, and so we'll hear that together when we get back on the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Matt Scraby back with you here in the loft at the Western Metal Building. Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan, filling in for Sam Levitt today. So you get me for the next little bit. Unfortunately, I did not bring good luck to the Padres tonight, but Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3. And just going through some of the social media right now, man, it is a tough place for some of these players. And I understand that you want to see these guys play well, but sometimes guys are going to have a bad night. And, you know, the last couple games, they've had some defensive miscues. So it's not just on Joe Musgrove tonight. I mean, it was still a team effort. They could have still gone out there and had some offense, but they didn't have any offense. And it's just not something, you know, it's early in the year. Again, it's their 29th game. And I know that we say that a lot here on the station and Gwynn and Chris, but it is 29th game, and the 29th game of the season means one thing. They have plenty of time to work this out. And so I'm not going to worry yet. And you can worry if you would want to, but I prefer to live in a world where I have hope for this team on April 26th, because this team plays until the end of September. So I'm going to be here for the long run, and I know a lot of you are going to be here for the long run as well. Bill says Cease can pitch good tomorrow, but the guy he is facing hasn't given up a run in 25 innings. Offense needs to pick him up. Absolutely. The offense needs to 100% pick up the team, because tonight was just not going to cut it. Also, Aaron Nola was just awesome tonight. He's been awesome all year. Aaron Nola is one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. It's not like they were getting shut out by a guy making his debut. Aaron Nola is very, very good. And this year, after signing that huge contract, he's now 4-1, 3.2 ERA, and his WHIP on the year now is 1.07. And he struck out 10 tonight, yeah. But that just shows you, to me at least, it shows you how good he was. In the last two games he's pitched, I'm looking at his game log right now. Against the Padres tonight, 8 innings. White Sox on April 21st, 8 innings, 7 strikeouts, a win, 2 earned runs. And 6 days previous to that, on April 15th, they were playing Colorado at home, and he went 7 1/3, gave up only 4 hits, 1 earned run, and struck out 9. So Aaron Nola is putting together a nice start to the season. Doesn't excuse the bats from not waking up. It doesn't. I know that. But Aaron Nola is not just some slouch of a pitcher. That's what I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. I'm getting a question. Worry about what, Scraby? What is your goal for this team? What is my goal for this team? My goal for this team is for them to make the playoffs, which is their goal. And I don't think that's a terrible goal for me to have. And I still believe in that. And I still believe that it's early. Anthony says, it is still early, to be honest. Joseph, I have hope for this team because they still look better than last year. C20, I agree, Scraby. Friar Phil wants to know how many guys left on base tonight. Let me do that, and then we'll get into Mike Schill, because he did have an extra long press conference today, and I would like to know what he has to say about tonight, and especially after yesterday's post-game press conference with the media. And I am looking for team runners in scoring position before we do that, and they were 1-for-5 tonight. So, A, they weren't getting many guys in scoring position, but 1-for-5 is it's bad because they only converted one time. But at the same time, there's not many chances because they didn't have many base runners tonight. And there were 5 guys left on base. These are kind of, I mean, five guys left on base is a big deal, but it's not something that I think shows that this team is bad. It doesn't, to me, show that they're bad. It shows to me that they went up against a good pitcher and they're going to have to bounce back. And they're going to have to bounce back tomorrow. And they're going to have to do it because Dylan Cease is on the mound. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. But first, let's go and check out, let's go hear from Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres. He spoke with the media, and here's what he told them.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, presented by Sinley Food. Spice up your culinary life.
Mike, just command issues in the zone for Joe tonight on the long balls?
I think at the end of the sequences, yes. I thought, I won't speak for him clearly. You guys will talk to him, but I thought the stuff was coming out pretty good, and the sequences were good. Just wasn't able to, with certain guys, finish them. So I think that was the biggest thing, but the stuff is still encouraging.
With Nola tonight, he looked pretty tough with a two-seam fastball-curveball combination. Is there anything more you guys could have done possibly, or just a tough night with a guy?
Tough sledding when a guy's throwing, commanding the ball to both sides of the plate, changing speeds. He was pretty much pitching where he wanted to. He's on the corners a lot, getting ahead in the counts and changing speeds. I mean, that was nice pitching performance by him, one of the better ones we've seen this year.
What can you assess about Joe's season? The stuff seems at times to be really, really good. Typical, yep. Joe. But finishing guys has been an issue, yep. And there have been some rough starts.
There has. I think it's just about the consistent execution. I think that's going to be the case with pretty much any pitcher, including Joe. And you know, listen, I know he's frustrated. Like I say, the stuff's there. The Christmas, the pitches have been there recently. The breaking ball's been there. The slider's improved. The fastball's had some life to it. It's just about being able to finish out hitters. And, you know, sometimes you run through a place where, you know, you're over the plate a little bit too much and you just, you know, you pay for it, and Joe's in that mix a little bit. So he'll be fine. Again, like I said, there'd be some concern if it wasn't as crisp or it wasn't as he didn't feel as good as he does. But, you know, he's just able to got to finish hitters.
I know it was a long time, or it seems like a long time ago, but that play in the first inning to end the first inning by Manny, how good was it to see that back?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because it's the highlight of my note, that and Graham Pauly. Yeah, I mean, just to go out and I told Ruben, I said, you know, probably not Schwarber. I wish he would have been the first ball it hit to him. To start the game, I was like, there's a pretty good chance Turner's going to hit a ground ball to Manny. And just like, boom. In the back end, it's like, all right. And, you know, I turned to Victor and he's like, what a guy. Like, what? It's just so easy. And just great to see him out there. Wish we had a better circumstances to celebrate it, but it was really good to see the big man out in the hot corner.
What do you kind of made of the way Joe's kind of handled some of these early season struggles and kind of knowing what he does and who he is and kind of the way he's worked through? He works through things, and, I mean, he's kind of tireless in that regard.
Yeah, he's a tireless worker. Again, I can't speak for how he's feeling, but I can only articulate what I see. And I see a guy, I mean, you know, Joe Musgrove, care factor is super high, the work ethic's off the charts, the you know, dedication to this team being great is high. And, you know, he's delivered for this organization quite a bit. And there's a lot of bright moments in the future for Joe. But when he doesn't have as many as he'd like, you know, there's a frustration level. But he's a professional and he handles it with the utmost professionalism. And he's just a real pro. And I know it's, you know, eating at him a little bit, but it only fuels Joe. So, you know, I'm confident he's going to be in a good spot for a long time this season.
With Manny, and this might be a better question for Manny, but is it almost better for him to get as many chances as he had tonight just to kind of to be throwing consistently? Because he's talked a lot about the ups and the downs and the kind of getting hot and then getting cold. To have as many chances as he did in his first game back, is that almost an easier way to get back into it?
I think it's good, man. You're out there. Let's break the ice a little bit. And he was able to get, you know, the backhand. And, man, it's so fun to watch him throw. You know, it's like, whew, looked good. So that was encouraging, too. And, you know, he came in on the ball as well. So being able to get multiple plays with different looks is a good thing for the first time out.
I know probably not tomorrow with their starter, but might Graham Pauly get some more looks at DH?
I think that's, well, within reason, yeah. I mean, tomorrow they got a tough lefty going, so maybe a different look. And, of course, we got Manny that'll likely be in that spot, you know, unless he comes in and pounds the table and says he wants back at third and feels great. But I think we'll probably be smart and get him back in the DH spot tomorrow. And but, yeah, he took two good at-bats tonight and, you know, almost hit a three-run homer to give us, you know, the lead back or get us the lead. And, you know, he's earning up some more opportunity.
There have been some at-bats where maybe it's looked like he hasn't played a lot in the majors, but then he sure can get a hold of some. What have you seen about Graham?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a kind of a catch-22. He's gotten, first time up, he got a fair amount of at-bats. I mean, I looked at it, and, you know, we were in that kind of a triangle with him and Paulie and Wade and Rosario. And, you know, I think he left with about 16 at-bats, and the guys were in the low 20s. And, you know, it looked like he was feeling his way, rightfully so, and went back down, got his swing on, and came back. And, you know, now we're, you know, competing with a lot of other guys that are playing well. Looked at some of the numbers today with the job that collectively the third base group had done in Manny's absence, and it was positive. You know, guys represented and competed and helped us win games. And so, you know, Wadey and Rosario earned those opportunities too. And, you know, that's what the big leagues are about, is earning those opportunities. And you know, Graham took some good swings tonight, so there's a bats in his future.
Tari and Kimi, they came out early. Are they fine?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, you know, listen, we never want to take him out of a game, but the fact of the matter is, the first time Kimmy's been off his feet all year. Bogey, good teammate, slid over to short. Toddy's been grinding and playing pretty much every day. Got him out earlier in a game when we were at a lead, but just an opportunity coming off the road for those guys getting after it, and much there on the bases and playing the game the way they play the game hard and correctly. Just you know, we're always optimistic. But at that point in the game, it just made sense to give them a little bit of a blow.
What did you think of what Estrada gave you today?
Very, very pleased. You know, very pleased with what Estrada did. He came in. You know, the life on the heater. I mean, it's not only velocity, but just the, and the metrics will tell you, it's just got a lot of carry to it. It gets on guys. And the split was really good, too. And, you know, it was huge. You know, again, we found ourselves, you know, looking at needing a lot of innings out of the bullpen. He was able to grab two plus and, you know, didn't love having to bring Tommy in, but he's our freshest guy with the righties. But that's kind of where we were. And but he was able to get through, get a little bit. And Colwick, you know, huge eighth and ninth to make sure we didn't use another guy. So, but I thought Estrada was really good.
Not to pound that too much, but I noticed, like, the bullpen phone didn't ring till after the, I think, the last homer. You were really hoping to get Joe through as much as you possibly could, right? And the fact that he was able to get to the fourth, was that?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, you know, when you have a veteran guy, even a younger guy, but, you know, starters like Joe, they you know, struggle early. Got to give them the benefit of doubt, settling down. And plus, they know the gig, you know. They know that they've got to carry the mail a little bit. And, you know, it's a fine line because, again, we liked his stuff, and he was able to go out and grab and finish through four. Because, you know, when you're at home, you know you got nine, and you're down. So, you know, that extra inning was big for us. And, you know, him able to get through that was as much as he could give us was really important.
All right, that was Mike Schilt after the game talking to reporters, and we'll get into a couple things that he said in just a second. But first, we need to pause for station identification. All right, Matt Scraby back with you here in the loft of the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park. The Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3 tonight. Joe Musgrove takes the loss, only goes 3 2/3, and he gives up the most home runs of his career, 4 home runs. And so not a good start for Joe. But Mike Schilt, he said something, you know, when they were asking him about Joe, he said that his stuff is good and he just needs to be more consistent with his execution, which is a pretty, you know, I think any of us could see that. But I think that we aren't giving Joe Musgrove enough credit. He, like Mike Schilt said, he's delivered for this organization quite a bit. We've seen him in the playoffs deliver. We've seen him throughout the season deliver. No hitter. And, I mean, I'm seeing on social media, I'm seeing on the YouTube chat, just a lot of anger over Joe Musgrove right now. And I do understand that, because Joe Musgrove is one of the guys that you think is going to go out there and he's going to put up an effort that's going to get the Padres a win. It just didn't happen tonight. We go back to Sunday again, and he did get the win over the Cubs, and he pitched very well. He pitched 7 innings, only gave up 2 runs. So I think we need to give Joe a little bit more space to figure out what's going on this season, because obviously, as we just said, consistency has been the problem. And once Joe figures out the consistent execution that he needs, I think he's going to return to the Joe Musgrove form. I mean, if he's still throwing with the same velocity as he has in the past, then we know at some point he's going to be able to control his pitches, and he's going to be able to get in the zone. And that just didn't happen tonight. So, oh, I forgot to thank you, Frank. I'm not the stream expert like Sam Levitt is, but I am somewhat of a streaming expert. So if you want to join on YouTube, you can just search 97.3 The Fan. All right. When we get back, we are going to talk more about Jeremiah Estrada. We're also going to give you the relief pitcher of the game. And let's talk about Grand Pauly for a second. If you have any thoughts, 833-288-0973, or you can go to the YouTube chat. Just search 97.3 The Fan and chat there, and I will read some of those in just a little bit. I'm Matt Scraby, filling in for Sam Levitt. Back shortly here on 97.3 The Fan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's Gravy at Petco Park, wrapping up a Padres loss to the Phillies 9-3, filling in for the great Sam Levitt for just one night. Sammy Lev will be back tomorrow. He is enjoying some nice... I don't actually know what he's doing, so I'm hoping he's enjoying it is all I'm hoping. We are going to talk about the relief pitcher of the game here in just a second. If you want to join us, 833-288-0973. We're going to read some comments from YouTube here in just a second as well. But I wanted to bring you some of the numbers from if you don't use baseballsavant.com, you need to, because there's a lot of great information on this website. And so you go to the game, and tonight it's looking, you know, if you didn't see this, you would think that Joe was serving meatballs, as I've seen on the chat, which I don't believe he was. And the proof of that is that Joe tonight had 15 swing and misses to 14 from Aaron Nola. So he's still, like Mike Schilt said, he is still throwing good stuff if he's getting 15 swings and misses from this lineup that the Phillies have. But it's just not consistent. He's not able to control his pitches when he needs to. And so that is what he needs to focus on going forward. I don't need to tell him that. No one needs to tell him that. But it's concerning to this degree. It's concerning because I'm feeling like this team is going to maybe be a 500 team until they get to a point where they can really turn it on. And I saw in the chat, this team is mucho stress, is what I saw. And yes, it is mucho stress. But there's been plenty of times the team in the last couple of years have been mucho stress. But then the next day they come out and they put up 9 runs and they win. And so I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow. They have a good pitching matchup. We had a good pitching matchup tonight. The total of 12 runs, which was going to be over the betting line. So no one expected it to go this way tonight. And it's just not a night that you want to face the Phillies, because the Phillies came through and the Phillies scored 9 runs on 12 hits. And Alec Bohm, let me tell you about that. Alec Bohm is a good player, and he's getting better. And he made a lot of nice plays at third tonight. He also had a couple hits. Kyle Schwarber, as we said, led off the game with a home run. I was trying to put that behind me as I was walking into the stadium, but it was hard to put behind because I scored 2 runs in the first inning, and then it was a catch up from there, which again is a very difficult thing for a team to do. Play catch up every single night. And yesterday they were up in the 8th inning. We all know what happened. The Rockies came back to win the game. But these kind of demoralizing losses are harder on the team than I think we all realize. And I'm not trying to give the team excuses or anything like that, but these losses take a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, a lot of hard work goes into these things. And when you don't come out on the side of a win, it just feels terrible. And we all feel terrible about it as well, because we're fans and we're Padres fans and we want to see this team win. And unfortunately they are under 500 right now, 14-15 on the season after the loss tonight, but still a lot of games to go. A lot of games to go. Tony, if Tony was here right now, Tony Gwynn Jr., he would tell me, it's April, Scrabe. It's April, dude. What are you doing? If Chris Ella was here telling me, it's April. Yeah, actually, it's April, Scrabe. That was a bad Chris Ella impression. All right, I'm going to move on now, and we are going to get into our relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher was able to come in and slam the door shut? It's time for the relief pitcher of the game in support of the Jacobs and Cushman San Diego Food Bank, providing food assistance to local children, families, and seniors in need. To get help or give help, visit sandiegofoodbank.org.
All right, I mean, there's no other person for me to pick for relief pitcher of the game except for Jeremiah Estrada. Went 2 1/3, only gave up 1 hit, 1 walk, struck out 2, no runs, no home runs. Very, very nice outing for him. 34 pitches, 21 strikes. And let's go back to that Baseball Savant page, because at the top of the page, they tell you everything that was the best in the game. And in the top pitch velocity category, all 5 of those spots go to Jeremiah Estrada. He had the fastest pitch of the night. throwing a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. So Jeremiah Estrada, very nice to see that from him tonight, and hopefully that will provide, again, some stability for the bullpen going forward. It was a good night for him to come and do what he did, because he actually stopped the bleeding there for a little bit, and so that was good to see. It's not easy for someone to come off the IL or to come and make their debut and sit down a bunch of really good baseball players like the Phillies have. So Jeremiah Estrada, our relief pitcher of the game. Brandon says, I'd rather lose and get blown out like tonight than give up the lead yesterday. Got your spanked and get an out. Okay, well, I should have read that before I read the entire thing. But anyway, what I think he's saying is that he would rather I don't know that I agree with that, Brandon, to be honest. Tonight was a night where I was coming to the park thinking it's going to be one of those nights where they're going to have the home crowd behind them, 40,000 plus people. And this is a little bit more disappointing to me because, you know, things are going to happen during the season where the Padres are going to lose a lead and they're going to lose games because they lost the lead late, which is what happened yesterday. But just getting down early, is demoralizing to me, because I know how much we've seen them have to try to come back this year. And sometimes I feel good about it, and sometimes I don't feel good about it. I don't know where you guys are at, but tonight I did not feel good about it with what Aaron Nola was doing on pitching for the Phillies. He was great, and they ran into a buzzsaw tonight. And they ran into a buzzsaw that's been buzzsawing all season. I don't even know if buzzsawing is a word, but I just used it. So Aaron Nola has been very good. All right, let's go to some of the chats here from you on YouTube. Let's go to... Oh, EC Money, let's do something positive. EC Money says, Pauly got us a free jumbo jack with that home run. So thank you, Grand Pauly, for doing that. We'll talk about him in just a second. Joe's fastball is BP, Boogie says. I don't agree with that. As I said, Joe Musgrove had 15 swings and misses. He may have located a few in the wrong place. Guys like Bryce Harper are going to make you pay for mistakes. Bryce Harper is... top, I don't know, Frank, you can shake your head yes or no. Is he top five in Major League Baseball? I would think he is. Frank is saying no, but I think Bryce Harper is a guy who comes to play every single night. And Bryce Harper is a guy who is good enough that if you make a mistake, he's going to make you pay for it. And that's what happened tonight. I don't believe it's BP, though. And also, you got Kyle Schwarber, who hits a ton of home runs. He's hit bunches of home runs here at Petco Park. You got guys like Nick Castellanos. You got guys like JT Realmuto. I mean, that's a tough lineup to get through. That's a really tough lineup to get through. Let's see. David says, I'm having a hard time not having deja vu with last year right now. And I know that this has been kind of a thought, and I can say that I feel like this team is different because I've seen some pretty good efforts from them this year. And also, I mean, we still can't I hate saying it's too early to tell, because Tony and Chris tell me that all the time, but it's true. It's too early to tell if this team is a dud. I don't believe this team's a dud whatsoever, because I believe this team has something to prove, and Mike Schilt has something to prove. And I think we're going to be maybe laughing about this come All-Star break. Padres are going to go on a streak. Let's hope they go on a streak. I just don't think this team feels like last year whatsoever. Last year, it just felt like there was a black cloud over everything. This year, I don't feel that. I don't feel that at all. Let's see. Grand Pauly Bomb. Schwarber is an anomaly. Yes, he is an anomaly. It's easy for me to say. Brandon says, I think Don said at the beginning of the game that Harper's come back from paternity list twice and homered both times. Now it's all three times. Wow. He should probably just have a bunch of kids and just keep playing, because then he'll hit a bunch of home runs. In Cease, I believe, Oz says. Prolific says, Dylan Cease will put us at ease, Scraby. So there we go. Some of the comments out there. It's tough to be a Padres fan right now. It's tough. But I know all of you are going to be watching tomorrow night, and all of you are going to be really excited to watch tomorrow night. I'm going to be in front of my TV watching tomorrow night. All right, Grant Pauly. I think Grant Pauly is an interesting player for the Padres because, you know, he struggled at the big league level, but he's been so good in AAA, and he's hit two home runs here at the big league level. Both of those home runs off of great pitching. The first one off of Camilo Duvall of the Giants, who's a very, very good closer. Second one tonight off of Aaron Nola, and he could have had two home runs tonight. I really, really, really thought that first ball was out. Everybody in the ballpark thought it was out. But if Grant Pauly can find some way to be, a bigger contributor, that will help the team in so many more ways than you think. Because then you don't have to worry about who's going to DH every day. And I'm not saying that he is going to be the team's everyday DH, but if he can figure out how to harness, figure out how to bring what he can do at the AAA level to the big league level, I think we're looking at a really good player. And going into the game, I'm not going to lie. If you listened to the show earlier, I wasn't sure about Grant Pauly as the DH, but he hit two very, very good balls tonight, and I think that was much needed for his confidence. The first one, again, I think boosted him a little bit because he hasn't really had great at-bats here at the big league level, but tonight he did, and I think that helped to go a long way with him tonight. All right. Anthony says, did we expect Graham to rake? I don't remember. I expected him to contribute, for sure. Expected him to contribute. And McKee says, Pauly DH again tomorrow? I would think so after a home run. I mean, I would need to go and look at the matchups a little bit more, but I believe, I don't want to say I believe anything and then say it because, you know, sometimes I'm not correct with my information, so I'm not going to say it. But Grant Pauly deserves another shot tomorrow because of the home run that he hit tonight. Was it late in the game? Yeah, but it came off of Aaron Nola. Aaron Nola was trying to go, he was trying to go the distance, and Grant Pauly kind of put an end to that. And, yeah. I think Pauly will get better, Scraby, once he gets his feet a little more wet in the big league, Friar Phil says. Yes, I agree. All right. That is it for the chat for now. I'm going to take a quick break. This is Matt Scraby filling in for Sam Levitt here on 97.3 The Fan, Padres postgame show. The Padres fall to the Phillies 9-3 tonight. Joe Musgrove takes the loss after going 3 2/3. But when we get back, we're going to talk about the some of the games going on around baseball. We still got the player of the game left. We still got the play of the game left. And more of your comments. So you can join the YouTube. Just search 97.3 The Fan and go to the live broadcast. And you can also tweet me at Matt Scraby. So when we get back, we are going to check out what's going on with the NL West. I know that the A's had a pretty exciting game today, and unfortunately, one of the NL West teams walked it off. So we'll talk about that when we get back here on the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. Matt Scraby back with you here, Padres postgame show. Padres unfortunately lose to the Phillies tonight 9-3. Aaron Nola gets the win for the Phillies, and Joe Musgrove takes the loss for the Padres. Again, Joe Musgrove struggled tonight. We've been over that. Aaron Nola was very good tonight. But if we're looking at Joe's game log, I was just looking at this in the break. Again, the word consistency is going to come up. But he is going deep into games. So he is helping the team in that way. I think we're not giving him enough credit there. Because if Joe Musgrove is not going to go deep-ish into games, this bullpen is going to be taxed, and it's going to be really tough on the team. But, like, let's go to I've already referenced last Sunday. He went 7 innings. When he pitched against Milwaukee on April 15th, he went 6 innings, gave up 3 earned runs. The Cubs game on April 9th, he went 4 innings, and then against the Cardinals, 6 innings. I keep saying the Cubs were on Sunday. The Cubs were not on Sunday. It was the Toronto Blue Jays, so forgive me for that, which is good because that team has a good lineup. But Joe, going back to March 21st, he went 2 2/3, and then March 29th, 5 2/3 against the Giants. So he's getting the length that he needs to help out the bullpen. He's just not getting the consistent outs. And you heard Mike Schilt say it during the press conference or the media availability. Mike Schilt said, consistent execution is the problem with Joe Musgrove. And Mike Schilt also said, he's taking it hard. So to all you people out there that are saying, Joe got the bag and he's not, you know, living up to it, give him time. Give him time. I believe in Joe Musgrove. I really do. And I'm not just saying that because I'm sitting in this chair. I would never say something I don't believe. And I definitely believe that Joe Musgrove is going to turn it around. Also overshadowed tonight, Manny Machado returning to third base. If we're talking about a win, we're talking about Manny Machado returning to third base. But we're not, because we're talking about a loss. All right, Matt Scraby, Padres postgame show. Let's go and see what happened around Major League Baseball tonight.
Let's take a trip around the bigs and tell you about the scores you need to know in our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Meat, where great taste meets integrity.
All right, so a full slate of games tonight, and actually two teams are not playing, the Astros and the Rockies. They're flying to Mexico, but the Royals played earlier today, and they beat the Tigers 8-0. Seth Lugo with another really nice outing, 4-1 on the season, 1.66 ERA. The A's I was telling you about. The A's won in Baltimore over the Orioles 3-2 tonight in extra innings. Mason Miller gets another save. If you haven't heard about Mason Miller around baseball, you need to go check him out. He's the A's closer, and he is doing incredible things. Absolutely incredible things. He closed two games against the Yankees this week, struck out the side each time. Tonight, he had two strikeouts against the Orioles and got the save for the A's. The A's are scrappy, I gotta say. I like what I'm seeing from the A's, especially for a team that is not expected to do anything. The Dodgers are in Toronto, or were in Toronto, or still in Toronto, I should say, and they beat the Blue Jays 12-2 hits tonight. Shohei Ohtani goes deep. The Cubs beat the Red Sox at Fenway 7-1. Imanaga gets the win for the Cubs. Imanaga is another addition to the Cubs that is doing really good things. He's 4-0 with a .98 ERA on the season. So that is a tough guy to face. Cardinals beat the Mets. Sorry, Frank. 4-2. The Mets have been playing okay. Cardinals take this one tonight in New York. Nationals beat the Marlins in Miami 3-1. And let's see, the Braves beat the Guardians 6-2. Chris Sale gets the win, 3-1 on the year. The White Sox, look at this, Frank. The White Sox have won another game. They are now 4-22 on the season after they beat the Rays 9-4. So good on them for getting another win. That's a lot of runs for them, too. They had 12 hits. Good stuff from the White Sox tonight. I kind of feel bad for them, to be honest. Rangers at home to the Reds. They win 2-1. Kirby Yates gets the save for the Rangers. He has four saves on the season. The Yankees fall to the Brewers in 11 innings, 7-6. And let's see. The Twins beat the Angels in Anaheim 5-3. The Diamondbacks fall to the Mariners 6-1. And here is the walk-off on the NL West. The Giants win 3-0. David Bednar, Not having the season that he was having last year so far to start. Game was 0-0 going into the bottom of the ninth. Giants end up winning 3-0. Patrick Bailey, he hits a three-run home run to walk it off for the Giants. So that is what is happening around baseball. Matt Scraby here with you in the loft in the Western Metal Building. Easy for me to say on 90s. Let me start that over. I am in the Western Metal Building at the Loft at Petco Park. We are going to get to the player of the game here shortly and the play of the game, but let's go check the chat real quick to see if there's any new opinions, and then we'll get right back to it. Moises says, I am not worried. I'm keeping the faith. Joe just came out and missing almost half of a season last year. He will be okay. I like Estrada. We have an awesome bullpen, and when Merrill comes back. That's another thing. Merrill's been out the last couple games. Now, do I think Jackson Merrill's going to win games by himself? No. He's not going to do that. But it is nice to have him in there, and I think he's a good energy supplier for this team. You see how excited those guys get when Jackson Merrill does something great. And Jackson Merrill has done something great a lot this year. Abraham says, I'm tired of the slow start excuses. In that case, you might as well bring in our AAA squad and put our current roster figure. Okay, I'm not going to read the rest of that because it's tough to read. But the slow start excuses aren't excuses. These things happen. If you want to go look around baseball, look at what the Astros are doing. The Astros have been awesome for the better part of 10 years. The Astros right now are 7-19. They have lost 5 in a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10. The Angels, 2-8 in their last 10. Marlins are 6-21. Cardinals are 12-14. So slow starts do happen. And it just seems, and I kind of agree with you to this point. I forget who's Abraham. I agree to you to this point that slow starts happen to the Padres, it seems like, more often than not. All right, here we go. We are making our way to the end of the Padres postgame show. Padres lose to the Phillies 9-3, but I think it's time, Frank, what do you say, for our player of the game.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's find out who is today's player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel. Catch every game at Paddy's and Pints. Plus, enjoy $4 beer every Thursday. Visit valleyviewcasino.com today.
You know, I know Sam does this, and I'm just going to do a little bit of a Sam for the player of the game. Huh, who's the player of the game tonight? Could it be Jeremiah Estrada? Could it be Graham Pauly? I know we're picking a player from a team that lost, but that's what I'm going to do tonight. And I am going to co-player of the game, Jeremiah Estrada and Graham Pauly. Two young guys doing great things tonight in an otherwise not so good night. So I don't know if that's allowed to do a co-player of the game, but I just did. And Sam Levitt might need to, you know, use that going forward. But Graham Pauly and Jeremiah Estrada, my players of the game. You know, I did the YouTube. Man, I am really doing great things over here right now talking, but I did the post-game show for a little bit, and I got to say, Sam Levitt does a really, really great job doing the post-game show, the pre-game show, everything else, because this is not an easy job. Let me tell you, people, it's not easy. And it's also nice to have someone like Frank back in studio, because Frank is well-versed in everything, and I know that when I'm falling, Frank will most likely catch me, which he has to do maybe 100 times during the show. So thank you for that, Frank. And with that, I want to bring up something that Frank put on the YouTube chat. He said, hashtag rally cricket. Because I guess I've heard this over the last, you know, couple weeks, but there's like a squeaking sound that happens during the Mike Schilt press conference, and people were asking me if I knew if it was a cricket or not, and then I started listening. It does sound like a cricket, but maybe we need to acknowledge this cricket in the post-game press conference room, because if we acknowledge it, maybe the rally cricket will turn this thing around. I'm willing to try anything at this point to turn this whole thing around. Junior's watching from South Lake Tahoe. EC Money says, I am allowed. And Jacob says, not everything is about money. I'm not sure. I think that I'm not sure if that's a reference to Joe Musgrove or not. Anyway, go investigate Scraby. The bats have been crickets. Ooh, that's kind of a good one, I gotta say. But the bats haven't been crickets. Actually, you know what I'm going to do real quick? I'm going to go look at some of the stats around baseball, because the bats have not been crickets. The bats have been crickets at times. But if I remember correctly, the Padres have scored a ton of runs this year. So that tells me that the bats aren't crickets. I'm trying to get to it, and it keeps going to the schedule. So anyway, I'll try to find that in a little bit. Well, let's see. All right. Sorry about that. I was trying to, sometimes with the chat, I'm just going to let everybody know. Sometimes with the chat, I read something, I'm about to read it, and then I read the rest of it, and I'm like, I can't do that. So people are frustrated, and I get it. I do get it, but I'm asking you to be a little bit more patient, and I know that's a tough ask because I'm not a patient person, as you all know. All right, let's get to our next award of the night with the play of the game.
What was the crucial play that determined who came out on top? This is today's Play of the Game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Here's the pitch, and that's hit in the air to very deep right field. Fernando again just going to turn around and watch another home run. Two-run shot for Brandon Marsh here in the third inning, and the Phillies now have a 5-0 lead.
That's a great, not great, but that is the turning point of the game for the Phillies. Brandon Marsh going deep, 5-0, and that's when things started to get a little weird here at Petco Park, and the Boo Birds were kind of out. So Brandon Marsh with his making it 5-0, our play of the game. The Padres fall to the Phillies, 9-3. And we've talked about everything tonight. We've talked about Joe Musgrove. We've talked about some of the bats going quiet. We've talked about Grant Pauly, Jeremiah Estrada. We've talked about some of the good things that happened tonight, some of the bad things that happened tonight. So, you know, there was a lot that went into tonight. And Aaron Nola, again, is going to be, you know, if we didn't have Brandon Marsh as the play of the game, Aaron Nola's entire night is the play of the game because he was nearly unhittable. And you heard Mike Schilt say, when you command both sides of the plate, it's going to be extremely difficult to hit against Aaron Nola. And it's And McKee says, Scraby has had back-to-back long nights. Draft show plus post-game, killing it. Thank you, M. McKee, 23, for that one. All right, I think that would be it for the Padres postgame show tonight. Let me give you the final totals. Thank you to everyone who joined us tonight here on 97.3 The Fan. We will be back tomorrow. Sam Levitt will be back in his seat tomorrow, so don't worry. He is going to have his sultry tones here tomorrow night when the Phillies take on the Padres. And the totals of the game. Phillies score 9 runs on 13 hits with no errors. The Padres score 3 runs on 7 hits and no errors. Aaron Nola gets the win for the Phillies, moving to 4-1 on the season. He went 8 innings, gave up 7 hits, 3 earned runs, walked 1, struck out 10, gave up 1 home run. Sir Anthony Dominguez came in the game in the 9th, went 1 inning, struck out 1, no hits. So he dispatched the Padres pretty quickly. On the other side, Joe Musgrove takes the loss. He is now 3-3 on the season. He went 3 2/3 tonight, 8 hits, 7 earned runs, 2 walks, struck out 4, but gave up that career high of 4 home runs in the game. Grant Pauly with the home run tonight, which was nice to see. And we'll take that energy and carry it into tomorrow. You know what? One thing I want to mention before we get out of here is that Ha-Seong Kim and Fernando Tatis Jr. came out of the game, I believe, in the 7th inning. And I had a few questions on the chat asking whether or not they were hurt or anything like that. And it's not that case. They're not hurt. They were just trying to get them off their feet. And I understand why, because Ha-Seong Kim plays every inning of every game. So does Fernando Tatis Jr. So as much as I don't want to see them coming off the field because I love watching them play, it's, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. I'm getting some, you're shoveling all the excuses. Oh, I don't think they're talking to me. Sometimes on the chat, I think they're talking to me, but they're not actually talking to me. Anyway. All right. Thank you to Frank Marchese for holding it down back in studio. Thanks to Adam Klug. Thanks to Sammy Lev. He'll be back tomorrow night. Thanks to everyone who joined us for the Padres post-game show. I will talk to you on Monday. Sammy Lev will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good night, everyone. Be safe. And I'll talk to you soon.